Okay, so as has been said, we've done 4 weeks on Jonah. We've looked at Jonah. Who's been here all 5 weeks? Who is this, their fifth week? One. John, were you missing last week, John? Because you said you were here all the time last week. So Jonah chapter 1, the first week, what happened in Jonah chapter 1? Who can remember? Who was here? None of you were here. Oh, Anne. Anne was here. Good. Anne, what happened in Jonah chapter 1? Do you remember? God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and he didn't want to go. Yes. Okay. So then what happened next in the story? Anybody remember that bit? What happened? So he didn't want to go. He got on a boat. He went the wrong direction. Then what happened? Yes. God sent a storm, and then what happened? So Jonah told him to throw over the crew to throw Jonah overboard, and when he did, what happened? Storm stopped, and what happened to Jonah? This is a very famous bit. We should all know what happened. Yes, he got swallowed up by a fish. And then he spent time in this fish moaning and praying to God and actually saying that he was sorry and he wanted to actually to go and speak to him. But then what happened? What happened after he said sorry to God? Now we've done that one. Who has it? Yes, right at the back. The fish spat him out. Yes, then what happened? So he got spat out at Nineveh. And what happened next? That was last week. So who was here last week? Everybody's sitting there thinking, I'm not going to commit to being here last week. Zoe, what happened last week? Sorry? Told the people they were very bad. And what did the people in Nineveh do? Did they ignore Jonah or did they do something? What happened? Yes. They changed their ways. Okay. So where we are is the people in Nineveh changed their ways. So this is the last part of the story. I need 6 volunteers. I need 6 volunteers. 2, 3, 4, 5, back. Yes, you 2. Come, Cameron. 6 of you. Okay, good. Okay. Now, what you have to do is in the church, not out of the church, not downstairs, not inside somebody's handbag, but in the church, are 6 white envelopes about that long, okay? And there is 6 of them, so you must find one each. There are 3 down this side, there are 3 over that side, okay? And you need to find them, and you... Where's Chris? Chris, can I have some finding running around type music, you know, that sort of thing? You know, you're the music director, you should be able to conjure up these... Good. That's very good finding. Are we ready? And then don't open them, but bring them back. Ready, Steve? Go! Now, I'd look more to the sides, have a look, and we've got 2, come back. If you can see one, tell them where it is, otherwise we're going to be here for days. Okay? There's people pointing at one, I can see. There are another one being pointed at over there. Boys, look your eyes, look at the people around you. Look at the people around you. Okay? Is there another one? How many were you missing? Over there? Hello? There should be 6. Without 6, it sort of fails slightly. Okay, we've got 1 more to find. I can't remember where I put them. John Davis, is there one up by you? In the back of the seat? Is there one up there? No? Oh, dear. Oh, there it is. It's behind. Lyndon's got it. Quick. Now... Chris, you're almost at the end with your running around music, so let's go. Come on, Theo. Back you come. Almost. Thank you. Okay. It's almost as if that was planned. Right, now, the thing is, in one of these, have you seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
What happens in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? What do they have to find? A golden ticket. Okay, now, leave it alone, Theo. okay? Inside there is a gold piece of paper. And there's only one gold piece of paper. And if you get the gold piece of paper, you win a prize. It's a prize. It's an extravagant, exciting prize that you will love. And it's edible, okay? Now, there's no guessing. Okay, so what you need to do is, but if you don't find it, just find a normal bit of paper, you win nothing. Okay? Yeah, no, sad, isn't it? Anyway, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go, open. So there you are. Got a gold bit? You're waiting? Open it, there's silver there, Thea. That's gold, okay. Right, hold a second. So, Theo, for winning the gold ticket, you are the if, even though I'm glad we found that one, actually. That was the last one, wasn't it? Otherwise, that could have been a very difficult, you know. So, have a prize. Okay? Now, do you think that was fair? Yeah. Yes? Because you won? Yeah. Well, of course it was fair. It's the rules of the game. Now, you five get to keep the paper. I know, it's very helpful. And the envelope. But because I'm really nice, you also get sweets as well. Okay? Okay? So, Theo, was that really fair? That you won, but everybody else got the prize the same as you. Was that fair? Not exactly. Okay. Thank you, people. Can you ever go and sit down? That's fantastic. And take your sweets with you. So, it's a game which actually appeared to be, you know, there was a winner and there was some people who didn't win, but because I'm really kind, you all won. And as Theo said, it wasn't really fair because the rules of the game was the only person who can win is the one with the gold ticket. Everybody else loses. But actually, I then chose to give a prize to everybody who took part because they took part. And that's why I gave them the prize. The story we're looking at today looks a bit like that. That Jonah went to Nineveh. He was sent to Nineveh by God, we found out. He told the Ninevites, you need to stop being bad and you need to start following God. And they did. And this story says, and Jonah was not very happy. Because actually it tells us in the story that Jonah did not like the Ninevites. He says, this is the reason I didn't really want to come. It's because actually I knew you'd do this and I didn't really want that to happen. I don't think that's fair. They're not a very nice bunch of people. The Ninevites were very strong and very powerful and did a lot of hurt to a lot of people, including Jonah's people. But Jonah said, it's not fair. It's not fair. I didn't want this to happen. But why did it happen? Well, verse 2 tells us this. Jonah says, I knew you're a God who is kind and shows mercy, you don't become angry quickly, you have great love. I knew you would forgive them rather than punishing them. And Jonah didn't like this because he thought they deserved punishment. But God is a God who is kind and compassionate and slow to anger and of great love. Our God is a really generous God. And he wants to give everybody a gift. And he gave the Ninevites a gift of grace. Grace means an undeserved gift. They got a gift from God of life. Even though Jonah didn't think that was right. Jonah needed to realize that actually the only reason he had a relationship with God was because of God's grace, God's free gift. Sometimes we don't think it's fair. Jonah thought these bad people didn't deserve to be saved. But God had a free gift for them. Now, our God, the God we're here to worship this morning, is the same God. It is the same God as Jonah's God. And he is as generous, he is as merciful as he was in Jonah's day. In fact, he is more merciful because actually of that. The cross of Jesus means that we can have mercy. We can have grace. We're a bit like the Ninevites, really. Most of us disobey God. In fact, all of us disobey God. Think about it. Think about how much you like people to tell you what to do. How many times you're asked to do something, perhaps by your parents or by people that you know, and you disobey them. We deliberately break God's rules and laws. But God, even though we're like the Ninevites, wants each one of us to have a friendship with him, have a relationship with him. And that mercy and that grace that he gave the Ninevites, he can offer to each one of us today. Each one of us can have that gift. And the gift is Jesus. So he didn't send Jonah to speak to each one of us. He sent Jesus to die for each one of us. If you're somebody who follows Jesus, that should give you a lot of encouragement today. The whole story of Jonah should give you a lot of encouragement. That first of all, God uses people who are really ordinary. Jonah was a very ordinary person to tell other people about Jesus. And the second thing it should teach us from this part of the story is that it doesn't matter about what we do and what we're like. It's nothing about what we can do. It's about God's grace that makes us right with God. Last week, we looked at the fact that God is the only one who can forgive us. And we have to say sorry. And it should give us a lot of confidence. If we've asked Jesus into our life, it can give us confidence that he loves us and he forgives us. If we haven't asked Jesus into our life, if he's not our Lord and Savior, then through the story of Jonah today, God is offering you mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. And all you have to do is follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, and he will give you mercy and grace like he did the Ninevites. If you want to find out more about that, there's two things you can do. If you'd like to pray with somebody about that, at the end, at the back on the left, June and Luke are on prayer ministry, and they would love to pray with you. The other thing is that if you've still got lots of questions like, well, I don't really know much about Jesus, then come and talk to me at the end. I'll be standing by the door and I'll give you a booklet which actually explains all about what Jesus did for each one of us in more detail. But the big thing I want you to remember today and for this week, for a lot of people, this week means start of school, going back to school, the holidays are over, I'm afraid. But whatever we do, we should remember that God is gracious and compassionate and loves each one of us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the story of Jonah. We thank you that it shows us that you are a compassionate God who loves us no matter what we've done. We thank you that you sent Jesus for each one of us. So by following him, we can have that mercy and grace which you offered the Ninevites. Help us this week to live in confidence that you love us and that you want the best things for us in our lives because of Jesus. Amen.